Okay, back here at halftime, Bay College Radio. The Norse taking on Bryant Stratton today, and in our player spotlight is the pride of Gladstone High School, Taylor Hunter. How you doing, girl?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I don't know this. You know, you and I are both Upers, right?
Yes.
But this weather.
Horrible. It's freezing. It's awful. We didn't even get any snow until starting the end of January into February. We barely had any snow in December.
And now it's either 6 inches or more of snow, or it's 15 below.
Yeah, or it's freezing rain. So.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. So let me ask you, it's been a week since we played a game, and you got banged up down there.
Yeah, I did, actually. Pretty hard, but I'm doing all right. Just sore, but doesn't matter. I'm not going to step away from the game, so.
Well, you guys played a rough girl, a rough team down there. How did you guys keep your composure? I mean, the twins both got popped in the face. You know, you ended up with a fractured rib.
Just pretty bruised. It's not cracked, that's for sure. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to move.
Well, you're still moving pretty slow, hon.
Yeah, it's sore, definitely. It's a little tight, but it's all right. Yeah, I mean, they were a good team, but the way that they played was a little dirty, and we just had to, I mean, coach told us, and us as a team just came together and said we're either going to play down to their level or we're going to outdo them. And we outdid them, but not in the dirty way, I guess you could say.
Well, but the first time we played them, they didn't seem to be that way.
No, I think it's because they did not like how we beat them at our home court. And, I mean, they were winning, and Haley's the one who drained that shot to make us win it. So I don't think that really set well with them. So they were out for blood, but they still came up a little short.
Well, they did get a little bit of blood. They got a little from the twins.
Yeah, they did.
Man, oh man. Well, so a rib injury, though, it is tough to move. And so how have you been getting through practice this week and kind of playing through it?
I've just been doing a lot of ice and heat and ibuprofen. My brother has like this compression shirt that has like pads in it around like your rib area. So I've been wearing that, and I'm going to wear it today and just see how it goes, really. I mean, it's going to hurt no matter what, but you just kind of got to tough it up and play through it.
Yeah, yeah. And Jaron will take care of you too, won't he?
Or make it worse. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Brad, if he's listening, he's probably thinking, yeah, I should be there.
Yeah.
But the guys at OSF, they do a lot for the girl, for both our teams, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Brad and Jaron are great. They always are helping us out, even if it's like some little bruise that hurts and they just want to put like the ultrasound on it. They're always there for us.
And like even at like at 3 o'clock on a Sunday or something, one of them will put in an hour or so you guys can get some, you know, whatever you need.
Oh, yeah, for sure. When I hurt my ribs on that Sunday, I texted Brad to see if he was going to be in at all. And he said he wasn't going to be, but he would make sure that someone could be in. And Jaron came in, and they're always there for us.
Okay, so about this part of the year, you would be done with high school basketball. The season, the length of the season is so much longer in college. Have you hit the wall yet?
No, I mean, it's definitely a grind. It's way different than high school, but the team, I think the team that I'm on, it helps being with them. We all are, like, committed to it. We all want to be here. We all want to keep striding to get to the end. So, I mean, it's definitely long, and some days are worse than others, but it's definitely, I'm glad I did it, and it's a really great experience.
What do you think has been different about your team after I saw the turning point maybe when we got drilled by 64 points downstate, you know, obviously, because after that point, you've, I think, only lost two games.
Yeah, that game was definitely not who we were, and I think we all took a long, hard look in the mirror and questioned, like, is that who we want to be? Because we knew we were better than that. We just came out and did not show it that game. And ever since then, I really think that, like, we've been putting on good games, and we try not to let anything come in our way.
Okay, so what are you studying here at Bay College?
Right now, I'm just finishing up my general eds, but when I'm done here at Bay, I'll be going for speech-language pathology.
What's that?
It's someone who helps like people like all ages, kids, elders, like who can't like speak. So I'm helping them with like their speech.
So does that field help with, you know, autistic folks and stuff?
Yeah, it can. It's really all ages from young to old, and then I'll be minoring in sign language too, because that's a big thing.
Well, just remember in this game today, the body has many ribs.
Yeah, it does.
And you're only down one, so.
Yeah, it's not going to be okay.
Okay, Taylor, I'll let you give a shout out to whoever you think may be listening today.
My parents, my grandparents, and my Aunt Danae and my Uncle John.
All right, well, go get them today.
Thank you.
Okay, Taylor Hunter, everybody, halftime here at Bay College. More coming up after these words. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.